December 31st, according to all the years. And the way the president of
we got a lot of people talking.
Why don't we do it this way?
Yeah, good.
Can you see us all?
Yes, sir.
I sure can.
Something that may not, for example, do for me might do very well for
feet, even the 1960 was higher than this. Well, you can take 1960 when we have perhaps the better comparison because we were in office at that point. The Secretary of State, her, stayed totally out of any state, and any statements at all during the campaign. John Gates took a trip around the world. Secretary of Treasury Anderson also took a trip around the world. And in terms of the cabinet people, the only ones who got into it were Art Lyon, Bill Rogers, in an advisory capacity, but not, he did not make speeches as Attorney General. Of course, Art Summerfield. And so it. Now, this year, if you look at the cabinet, if you run them down, this, if you look at this role, you might first, and each of the first two that I mentioned, perhaps the third, as speechwriters, which you may be able to do, phrases or lines. Rogers will do non-political political forms, but will be very, very effective. Laird, of course, is going to be doing defense versus all the country. That could be very effective. One of the strongest men who should be used and used effectively is Klein East. Klein East, as compared to Mitchell, is a negotiator. He's good on television. He's bouncing and upbeat for the rest. And also, he's a national figure. For that matter, perhaps even as much as Mitchell, because this confirmation is because you can ask about that. When people see him, this one, there he is. I don't know the quality of the people he has or how important, but he must have in mind what he could possibly do. And for example, one of the most important people in the campaign, which I've seen very few people refer to, I mean, refer to the national defense issue, the foreign policy issue, and the economic issue in terms of welfare, tax, $1,000, and so forth and so on. And of course, the collateral is like busting an amnesty and marijuana. But in terms of the differences, these very, very basic differences between two candidates, there probably isn't a greater difference. It's harder than, and I don't say it's greater because the others are so great too, than the attitude toward the courts and law enforcement and the rest. And the way you demonstrate that, of course, is to put on the kind of men that are appointed. In other words, the appointments that I have been doing are very controversial. Having been very controversial, you must write an essay on it. And of course, you can ask them because the fact that after they've gone to the court, they have gained the reputation in some places considered to be favorable and other places unfavorable. Law enforcement, respect for law, and so forth, is the court. This is others can have it too. Every sort of, can we say, loud enough to be turned or anything, that is, that we can help out. Go on down the line, Schultz, is not an effective speaker, as he knows, and he's very good in there, small groups. But then you have, there's a lot of people, all of them are really fine, or politicians, each in his way, they're not jobless. Butts, who's turned out to be quite a gangbuster with farmers, I mean, he just fits out there. Butts, who likes to go over in other areas and does very well from time to time. Hodgson, can't do quite as well because of the nature of his position. But all in all, you have very good candidate, and of course you've got your surrogate types, very good women, but you can do a spell, both very good. And actually, we have put in a Mark Magnus, who have a person, a very great, potent speaker, and audience tomorrow in Kama. Kama, of course, must be used effectively, not too much, so you don't want to lose the scarcity. But as you prepare, if you look at the things that you're doing, I would hope that in all of these areas, whether it's the subject to be covered, or the tone, or forum, whatever the case might be, that you remember that you've got a whole group there. And if somebody says you listen to a great speech or somebody, then they prepare it. And then let's see if we can find nothing to get out. I should also say that we have other advantages as compared to such a greater, as does the campaign chairman, is a very effective speaker. He's very good, upbeat, strong. And Noble is does well too. So we have in terms of the national political leaders, people that can take audience pretty well. So much of the material you have to work with. I think the need that perhaps is the greatest at this point, and this is something that's very hard to come by, the need is perhaps the greatest for everybody concerned, are for not what I would call cute phrases, but for some phrases that sum up an issue and that people can remember. We call it grammar. Everything that is prepared must be prepared with that in mind. I'm not referring necessarily to the cheer line, but I'm referring to something that's memorable, something that will sink in. You never know what it is sometimes. You can't tell, you can't predict it, and something catches on. We're very short on that. We've got to get at them. We've got to get at them somewhere. The other thing, of course, as you all know, is my feeling as far as my own material is concerned, the need for strong and good material. Letter group today, after the Republican convention, after girls, since the Democratic, you're likely to get some pretty good material out of it. It's hard to find. It's like, it's like a hand for gold. It's a letter group today rather than years ago. But it's a, but when it comes, it can be extremely effective. I mean, for all now, for the non-employment type of thing. My own appearances, of course, for the foreseeable future, naturally, through the convention and after the convention, through the month of September, but they will be extensive in terms of around here and other places, but will be limited to talks on issues for non-political audiences, which can be, of course, the most effective kind of campaign. As far as we do in the future, that remains to be seen when the transition time comes. That is, of course, a very, very effective campaign. But I think another thing that you might all, when you're sitting around the whole session together, is this. In 1968, we tended to start, and we had a lot of very good speeches, position papers, et cetera, et cetera, and every conceivable issue. You want to remember that in campaigns, the average person probably is something like three, and usually one, but it's three to four. Now, that doesn't mean that you only talk about one, if you think there's one. Well, if there is just one, do talk about it, but if it's three to four, and you'd be very sure you hammer those through and come back to it and deem after them over and over again. The tendency to think, well, now I've got to make a speech today, and the commentator, I'm going to make one tomorrow, and I don't care, I'm going to make one the next day, and the Department of the Interior's for parks, I'm going to make one the next day. Forget it. these are the parts that, so what it is, you have here a man very honestly and sincerely believes that America should withdraw from the World War. But now, that doesn't set it any in the sense of trying to level of charge and can't be backed up. But he does believe it. His votes over the years have been that way. It's totally backed up by his votes, totally backed up by his support of Mansfield with resolution with regard to Europe and economy. But just as another very clear indication of the difference between the two is what he said about Chile and about Gandhi and Castro as compared to what he said about Greece. Now, the Greek government thing is hardly getting a blip. It doesn't get a blip. Because any intelligent person knows that withdrawing first, that saying we did about the Greeks, enormously appeals to his constituents because they are against dictators who do their own right, but not their own way. But saying we did about the Greeks is first would give a body blow to the NATO, which is the Greeks are 19 divisions. It's the southern anchor that split off the Turks. Second, from the standpoint of the United States and its future, deny us the only base from which we have to have a viable policy in the Mediterranean and in the Middle East. And that means not just Israel, but the oil companies, Iran, Saudi Arabia, etc. On which the future of the U.S. and the future of Europe will depend. And then on the other side of the coin, if you want to take the consistency line, what we want to do is improve our relations with Iran and improve our relations with Castro, despite the fact that they are engaged in activities that are very detrimental to us. So he's the double standard there. But the point is that here you have